If there's one central problem with the way DOD acquires IT, it was laid out pretty succinctly by Deputy Defense Secretary Bill Lynn in a speech in May.
On average, it takes the department 81 months from when an IT program is first funded to when it becomes operational. By comparison, the iPhone was developed in 24 months. That is less time than it would take us to prepare and defend a budget and receive a congressional appropriation for the program. So Apple gets an iPhone and we get a budget. It's not an acceptable trade-off.
In short, the acquisition timelines that worked for 20th century weapons systems aren't particularly well-suited for rapid developments in IT. A Defense Science Board report in March of last year said as much when it found that the U.S. military was struggling to keep up with the IT capabilities of potential adversaries. Much in line with the IT transformation plan delivered at about the same time by federal CIO Vivek Kundra, DOD's new report sets forth the goal of delivering new capabilities early and often. The objective is to deploy new technology in a modular fashion every 12 to 18 months. John Weiler is vice chair of the IT Acquisition Advisory Council. They developed a roadmap to help DOD's reform effort. He says shifting to a more rapid deployment model isn't a new challenge, but as ever, pulling it off will mean a huge culture change for the Pentagon. In fact, more than that.
Sometimes it wasn't even a cultural resistance. It was the department continued to go to the same old resources and expertise to fix this. And they didn't know what a good system or a good process would look like. So what you had was, you know, the guys who controlled the farms and the horse ranches being asked to design a car, and they've never seen a car. All they've ever seen is horses. So you end up with minor variations on a 1950s, 1960s approach for buying weapon systems.
And Weiler says as large as the institutional DOD resistance to change is, the problem doesn't stop at the walls of the Pentagon.
DOD has not been effective in bringing in commercial models or even civilian agency processes because the culture, the closed community called the defense industrial complex, is very resilient to change. And many have created cottage industries around these antiquated processes. That's what they know. That's how they make money. They've built businesses around these. And even though they're not effective in delivering capabilities, except 16% of the time, it does keep an entire industry alive and happy because they're not worried about as much the outcomes, but, you know, maintaining their business interest.
Kevin Carroll is a former U.S. Army Program Executive Officer, Enterprise Information Systems, and another vice chair on the IT Advisory Council. He says if the overhaul is done properly, if DOD does manage to shift to modular transitional IT acquisition, more small vendors will begin to get access to DOD's $11 billion IT acquisition budget.
The idea behind pretty much certainly Kendra's thing, but also others in the reform are looking for getting creative, innovative solutions commercially brought to the DOD, and that's usually small business. And so the idea being is that if executed properly, then you'll get, cost them less to play, they can get in quicker, they're more commercial. And certainly the flavor right now in government, across government really, is sort of anti the big guys.
But both Carroll and Weiler also have some criticisms of DOD's new document. For one, although it does dovetail in some areas with the federal CIO's 25-point plan, it omits at least one key point, the concept dubbed cloud first by CIO Vivek Kundra. John Weiler.
The reason is that Vivek and his team, you know, openly and actively engaged alternative thinking. DOD's reform effort, the report, stayed within the defense industrial complex and their close-knit of FFRDCs. So the FFRDCs helped write this report. Their knowledge and experience is limited to the defense community. So therefore, new ideas like this didn't make it in. You know, the dialogue wasn't there. The, interaction wasn't sufficiently there. So it just, I think it reflects how difficult change can be and an establishment like the defense industrial complex, and that the barriers are still present to change.
But it's not as though the Defense Department is blind to the scope of the challenge. David Fisher is the director of DOD's Business Transformation Agency. He testified before a congressional panel that examined DOD procurement.
We are organized today through our many, many stovepipe functional organizations who have spent decades figuring out how to make their piece of the pie work really well. Well, the systems that we're implementing and the kinds of end-to-end processes that we need to execute to ultimately achieve an audit opinion or good information or however you want to describe the positive effect rely on us breaking down those silos. We need to operate in this end-to-end fashion.
But he says some positive changes are already taking place, even if they've been forced by Congress. He credits recent legislation creating a chief management officer and the very bill that ordered the report on IT.
Change, again, comes hard. People are used to doing things the way they do them, and we spend a lot of times with programs arguing about, no, we're not going to do it that way anymore. Here's a better way. And those tends to be lengthy arguments. Well, now it's the law that we not only need to have those arguments, we need to bias ourselves in the direction of change.
DOD's report has come under some criticism for being short on specifics on how the department will achieve change in IT, but the document makes very clear that it is only a first step and that a task force led by Deputy Secretary Lynn will continue to refine the details. The report does give some hints on what the next steps might be. Some of them involve funding. It says DOD may need to ask Congress to establish a single IT appropriation for the entire department or a non-expiring revolving fund, both of which would give DOD more flexibility over its IT dollars. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.